All right, and we are back talking about cool jazz. We're going to continue with one more Lenny Tristano composition. This tune's called Atonement. Then we're going to start talking about some of this West Coast jazz. I find it interesting that although all these musicians played together at one point or another, that we can still find a way to have a label that there's East Coast and West Coast jazz, even though this East Coast jazz had all these West Coast guys on it. And even some of these guys that were West Coast guys actually started out playing on the East Coast. That's where they got most of this early fame. But first, we're going to listen to the Lenny Tristano Quartet featuring Billy Bauer on guitar playing a tune, Atonement. And then we're going to come back. We're going to listen to a little bit of Jerry Mulligan and probably one of the coolest recordings that people think about when they think about jazz, Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. So here we have Lenny Tristano and Atonement. Lenny Tristano's Atonement. As we start thinking about the West Coast, there are a couple of names that keep popping up. The first two, obviously, are Jerry Mulligan and Lee Konitz. Those two guys are featured very prominently on Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool. But a person who gets just as much play is a trumpet player by the name of Chet Baker. When we think about this West Coast jazz, we don't want to think of it as being cool and really laid back, because these musicians were playing very hard. They did it in very subtle ways, but the music is just as hot. There were many recordings made by Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan, and one of the things that sets this their music in particular apart is very often they would play without a guitar player or a piano player. There are a ton of recordings made with this pianoless quartet, which in the annals of jazz is very rare to have a group that does not have a chord-playing instrument, if not a guitar, then a piano or an organ. So we're going to listen to a Jerry Mulligan composition called Bernie's Tune, and this features Chet Baker on the trumpet along with Jerry Mulligan. Thank you. Right, and in the second hour, we are definitely going to hear some more Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan. Actually, I have one recording of All the Things You Are, which we're going to listen to. We're going to listen to the complete recording of it. It's a 17-minute performance on one tune. That's going to be really good. Most of the music that we have been listening, even the Latin jazz that we listened to with the Dizzy Gillespie Band, has been in the time signature of 4-4. The early marches were in 2-4. I think we might have heard one jazz waltz so far. Dave Brubeck came out with a record called Take Five, which has found its way into being classified as a cool jazz recording. Sometimes people use this word cool to mean it's music that you could listen to while you were having a conversation because it's kind of background music. There's nothing that jumps out at you and stuff like that. I find it's just the opposite because when you listen to this music, there are so many things that jump out at you in subtle ways that you can't just sort of have this on in the background. You're going to hear a drum solo in the meter of 5-4. Couple other things about Dave Brubeck. He is still playing today. He's kind of, I guess we might say he might be the white Ellis Marsalis. He had a couple of sons who are very popular in the jazz field right now. All of them have their own bands. And every couple of years, Mr. Brubeck will get together a band of his sons. And they'll go around and they'll travel and they'll sell out halls. And, of course, they will play Take Five. A good friend of mine, Michael Moore, jazz bassist from New York, fantastic jazz bassist, has been playing with Dave Brubeck. And it's kind of a curse if you're a jazz artist who has a hit because no matter how many new albums that you come up with and you're trying to plug the music for that album, wherever you go, people are going to ask you to play the tune Take Five. So we're going to listen to Dave Brubeck's Take Five, and then we might have time for one more tune before we get into the third segment. So here's Dave Brubeck and Take Five.
Thank you.
I see we're up against the clock, so I'm going to take my second short break here, and we'll be back with a little bit of more of Growth and Development of Jazz after this short message.